Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the economic situation has gotten much more serious. Most market watchers look at the market on a day-to-day basis, whereas institutional investors and the moneyed class of the planet and their New World Order overlords look at it on a yearly, decade, and 20-year cycle. And what we're witnessing is an attempt by the Federal Reserve Chairman, the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan and Paul Volcker, to inject instability, distrust of the markets to try to destroy any confidence. And this follows a long strategic plan. Remember, 2+ years ago at the 2005 Bilderberg meeting, we got the intel out that they wanted to pop the real estate bubble because it had become a cash sink. I'm going to explain that throughout this hour. That they wanted to bring down the housing market to cause a credit crisis to then have a consolidation phase, just as they did in 1929 for a full decade after, leading up to the early 1940s. Now we are witnessing something very similar take place. And at the same time, the very institutions that control our civilization and that are orchestrating this are putting the propaganda into overdrive that they're the good guys, they're the geniuses, they're the people you can trust, they're the experts, they're godlike creatures. And we are mere mortals. And the problem is, it took a few years to convince Americans the Iraq war was a fraud for the reasons we were given. But when it comes to economics, the average American has no idea how it even operates or works. And so they do fall prey to the Federal Reserve's propaganda. And so today I'm going to try to walk through the basics, a timeline of what's happening and what we're facing now. Paul Watson's putting a story together today with this information. I appreciate his fine work. Steve Watson's welcome to pile on and do his own research and put out a report. But bottom line, we're watching the main mechanism of New World Order power, the central banks, attempting to cause worldwide runs on banks and financial instability. Some would say, wait a minute, they've pumped $450+ billion in the last month and a half in Japan, China, Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia. That is a paltry sum to the trillions that go back and forth in these different funds every day. And all they're trying to do is stop a overnight collapse. They have stated in the Financial Times of London, the real paper of record, 2 years ago, that they want a long, steady decline of the United States. And then Europe. This is the New World Order. This is globalization. This is the plan. And they just don't want us to struggle while they feed on us. So we've been heavily sedated. Now, I know you want to hear about, and I want to talk about, a college student asking John Kerry, I bet money he's a listener. Every time these people get arrested, it's one of our listeners. Every time. Every time you get arrested for an upside-down flag, or a Ron Paul sign, or for standing with an anti-war sign, it's always one of our listeners. And I bet good money it is. And they... 5 and 6 cops tackled him. He begged, please don't taser me. And that's when they had the pleasure, the death of America pleasure, the demon spirit. And you hear the cop go, tase him. It was the begging that elicited it. It's like a sheep on its back begging. The wolf is going to go for the guts. It's going to tear the intestines out. It's going to feed.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wikipedia is number 8 according to all the major rating services on the web. Yahoo's number 1. Google's number 2. Hundreds of millions of visitors every single day. Well, Wikipedia gets at least 50 million individual visitors a day. And we have been noticing that about one-tenth of all of our traffic to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com was coming from Wikipedia. And they have open brigades. They even go under military call signs. Many of them openly brag that they are with CENTCOM, that they are in military intelligence. They then have a snowball effect, that is, camp followers that add to their power, most of them between the ages of 15 and 17, little neocons who have all this army recruiting stuff on their websites who say they're all going to fight in Iraq. Hey, good for you guys. Be sure and take your vaccines. Go ahead and laugh at me. But the reason I start the main body of the broadcast with this is because they brag on literally hundreds of their own personal pages on Wikipedia that they have deleted tens of thousands of pages of alternative news and information. They've deleted whole sites about the E. Howard Hunt deathbed confession, saying it isn't newsworthy that the known section chief for the CIA, who was known to be the head killer, did a deathbed confession. Cover of the Rolling Stone. They say that's not news. Deleted. They say that Loose Change, the movie, the most downloaded film in Internet history, isn't news. They say that hundreds of things, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things per page are not news. And they have deleted, I would say, 95% of the material about this broadcast, my websites, all the news we've broken, London bombing pages. It just goes on and on. They also deleted some other detailed, very scholarly pages that had been done, hundreds of pages, on Republicans and how they, I can't see the list anymore, it's all been deleted, but it was like more than 20 Homeland Security high level, some of them deputy directors, caught with small children, constant gay porn stars at the White House and other Republican events. Mainstream news articles about top gay porn stars, quote, servicing moguls at Republican events. And again, I'm nonpartisan. It's both parties. I mean, Barney Frank's got underage male prostitutes in his place, and he doesn't get in trouble. By the way, that was deleted. And so it's clear, and we need to do investigations. And we're doing those investigations, that it looks like, and in some of the cases, it is the pedophile rings that are actually on there protecting their masters. And these are very sick people. These are very degenerate people. And I've had enough of them. Now, every week, sometimes every other day, but usually it's about every 7 days or so, I see a report like this, and I'm so disgusted by it and so sick of it that I don't even cover it most of the time. Last night I got home from the Alamo Draft House showing, the last one, at least for now. People are begging for more. We may do more in a couple months. And I got home, and my wife's on the computer reading financial news, and then she goes and clicks on Drudge and sees the big photograph of this top federal prosecutor, and he looks so evil. And he's definitely guilty. He got on a plane, flew across five states to try to have sex with a five-year-old girl. It's always the same. It is a guild of these people. It is a secret society of pedophiles that literally run the country. Now, when I first was getting involved in the Patriot Movement 15 years ago, and old colonels from the military and former CIA people and all these folks were writing books about it, and I thought they were nuts. I mean, I was, hey, the Federal Reserve's corrupt. I was mainline Ron Paul type. I mean, Republican, libertarian, pretty mainline. A lot of you heard me on the air when I first got on air. And I just didn't believe it. And I didn't get into Skull and Bones for the first year or so. And I didn't get into Bohemian Grove. And I didn't get into any of that. But it's true and it's real. And let me tell you, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And to realize that these people literally run our country. Now, people ask, well, why do they get busted? Because most cops are good. Even most FBI are not out-out criminals. They're in a criminal system, though. And they're out doing real stings, and that's why they keep catching their bosses. I mean, that's a real problem for the New World Order, because they can't control themselves. They can't control themselves in bathrooms. They can't control themselves trying to pick up children. They can't control themselves with gay porn stars. They can't control themselves. Later in the show, I'm going to get into this, but a federal prosecutor arrested in child sexting. And I looked at this guy's picture for about a minute and had to close it. I couldn't even look at him. A big digital photo, police mugshot. He looks like Satan. He looks even more evil than that guy in the whole JonBenet Ramsey case who said that he had killed her. Out in Thailand was where they picked him up at, drinking champagne on his way back. And it's just like Warren Cucurillo from Duran Duran said on this show yesterday, a great analogy, great example of the Catholic priest, supposedly trusted, supposedly the good guys, and then even mainstream media is now estimating that about 35% of them are hardcore pedophiles. They get in, they take over, they build secret societies, they have a whole guild of them now running the Catholic Church. It's the same thing with most of the other major denominations, and it's the same thing with the Republicans and the Democrats. Though I have to say, with the Republicans, it pops up three or four times more often than it does with Democrats. But Democrats are above reproach. When they're caught, it's the police just say, we're standing down. Because Barney Frank, wicked and evil as he is, was smart. He gave a press conference and said, this will be dropped right now or I'm going to start naming names. And publicly they said, you're allowed to have underage prostitutes. You're allowed to be a pedophile. And he said, thank you very much. I mean, they publicly operate. And then you find out that DynCorp and Halliburton have publicly been caught running millions of women and children. That's mainstream news, BBC, Associated Press, Der Spiegel. The big Italian TV stations have done pieces on it, and they all get fired. Chicago Tribune. Even though it's admitted, I can't believe it. I understand why you can't believe it. It's horrifying. And you talk about being caught in your own trap. The New World Order has built this police state for us. They've built the trap. They've dug the pit. And as the Bible says, they keep falling into it. They're being caught in their own trap. Which proves that, and then some could argue, oh, well, maybe he's a good guy. Maybe they're stinging. No, he flew there. He knew what he was doing. It's on record. And, again, it fits the same MO. And the way the media isn't playing this up shows you that it's just one more of the same. All right, later, I'm going to set this aside. No guests today. I had some guests, and we canceled them because I want to get into the economy. I want to get into the police state. I want to get into the upcoming war. I want to walk through all of it. But for good police and good military out there listening, I know a lot of you are like I was 12, 13 years ago, and I couldn't believe this. But the facts are the facts. The evidence is the evidence. And we're all, I mean all of us, in deep trouble together. And if we don't come together against this New World Order, and if we don't start getting serious about what we face as a society, it's only going to get worse. I've studied history. I know the cycles. And this one is shaping up to be the worst plunge into despotism and darkness the world has ever seen. With prime wickedness, pit of hell darkness unfolding and spreading and waxing across the land. Okay, I'm going to get into the economy now. There are so many facets. When I'm calm, not on air, I think about everything I want to go over, all the points I want to make, and then I get on air and I get flustered because it's just so much. But let me set aside. We're also going to get into the taser ring. Absolutely incredible for asking about Skull and Bones. Also, a retired NYPD officer's mad because they admit his son didn't resist, but they beat him up and tasered him anyways. That's how it works, cops. It's going to be your sons and daughters with these goons. As they replace the good officers, on average, they were better in the past with the folks that have been running Abu Ghraib in places. So we'll go over all of this, and I have a bunch of the clips from 60 Minutes I want to analyze with Leslie Stahl and Greenspan, the propaganda. I've just got so much I want to go over today. Let me just, in the minute or two we've got left here, read you some of the headlines, then we're going to come back, and I'm going to, as calmly as I can, go through all this. It's unbelievable when you see the big picture. Subprime fallout, more companies slammed. It's now spreading to a bunch of other companies. That is a major sign of downward trend. Greenspan warns of higher midterm inflation, Reuters. Also on the economic front, Clinton unveils new health care plan. I mentioned that yesterday. I could spend the whole show, and I'm going to spend some time on that today. Here's the big news. Prepare for prolonged turmoil, says U.S. Treasury Secretary. You see, when they start coming in and killing confidence, you can just feel the floor fall from beneath you. Here's another one. Report. Greenspan says euro could replace U.S. dollar as reserve currency. Another one. Greenspan predicts falling housing prices, rising inflation. It goes on and on. We're going to come back and get into all this. We're going to walk through it. And then I'm going to get into the police state and the war news and the pedophile guild news as well. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to noon Pacific. I want to thank all our listeners across the globe on the internet, satellite, and shortwave. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates across the United States, like 1330, right up north of Austin, covering much of Austin and Waco. I want to thank all the great affiliates out there. Okay. The economy. First, some brief history. going back to the times of the Old and New Testament, and it was outlawed under the Levitical law, and other governments had done this. This wasn't invented by the Israelites, but they certainly learned about it in Egypt and perfected it. People didn't like to carry big bags of gold around, the middle class and the wealthy. And they learned how to have money houses or armored vaults with safety deposit boxes, basically. Boxes inside of vaults. Here I say brief history. I'm going into every little detail. But to understand what's happening now, you must understand the past. And pretty soon, from Babylon to ancient Greece, right through to the Romans, and that's what brought them down, was debasing their currency. The private money changers, the private vaults, the banks, would learn that people didn't always come to get their gold at once, and people didn't like to walk around with big bags of gold, so they would have script. Or they would have little clay tablets that had the symbol of the bankhouse, of the vault. And they would go around with that as credit, or with that signet on it, the symbol on it, and then they would engage in trade and commerce that way. That way they wouldn't get robbed by bandits on their way to the outskirts of town to, say, buy 100 sheep or 100 pigs. And they would bring in the little tablet that had been made out of wet clay and then dried. Okay, there I go getting into details. I just love history. And they would come, there were tally sticks and different things going through history in England, seashells of the Native Americans. They would come in and they would present that. And then the person who wanted to get the gold later could come and present that at the bank and get the actual gold or silver or rubies or diamonds or whatever, the script, the salt. Salt was very popular. Sugar, precious oils. But generally it was metals in the vaults. They also had warehouses. And the banks, both governmental and private, very quickly learned that everybody didn't show up at once to cash in their script or their tally sticks or their seashells or their whatever the agreed-upon mode of money or currency was. And they learned, the banks learned, that they could loan out 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. The general rule with our central bankers, our owners, is 10 times. And they would learn they could do that. The Rothschilds, going back 300 years ago in Germany, started out as a pawn shop and as a vault. And they loaned the local royalty, local nobility, and got them in debt. And then they moved up the chain and basically took over some of the main courts in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. The family split up into the five arrows, five different branches, and literally took over all of Europe. And by financing Napoleon and the British at the same time, came out on top in game. My new film covers that in the very beginning. This is all mainline history. This isn't conspiracy history. This is admitted. And so today, that's what we live under, where you go and you deposit $100 in the bank, they can loan out $1,000. And you go and you deposit $1,000, they can loan out $10,000. Now, Ron Paul gives speeches, and he says that there is 4% actual paper currency versus deposits, and Dr. Paul's being very conservative. That's a 5-6-year-old number. The current number is less than 1 cent. For every dollar that they claim is in their computer banks, there is 1 cent or less. And the way they're expanding the money supply, it will be less than 0.5 cent within a year. Ron Paul, again, is giving you an old number, but let's just say it's 4 cents. For every dollar, there is 4 cents of actual currency. It's really less than a penny now. And so with that understanding, now we see Greenspan posing as the savior, them calling him the greatest leader in history and a genius, and he says this president's dumb or that president's smart, and he's like God. I mean, what he says goes, and man, he made the economy great, and he's our wonderful savior, and it's other people's fault this is all happening. When we get back, we're going to walk through this from 1913 on, and then what we currently face. We face a shearing down to the bone. And they're going to be able to do it unless we wake the people up about who's really behind all this. And still they're probably going to do it. This is life and death for our economy. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
By 1815, 190 years ago, 190 plus years ago, what we could call post-medieval private banking took over the most powerful empire in the world, the British, allied with the Dutch. All of Europe lay at their feet. They then started trying to take over the United States. Andrew Jackson publicly gave speeches against him, the president. They tried to kill him 7 times, shooting at him. On his deathbed, he said, "What are you most proud of?" There at the Hermitage in Tennessee, he said, "I killed the bank, the private British banks taking over, the Rothschild banks." It's the same crew that assassinated Lincoln because he issued U.S. notes, not Federal Reserve notes or not central bank notes. Alexander Hamilton, a traitor, had tried to set it up. He was taken out in the street and summarily shot for being a traitor. He couldn't refuse a duel or he'd be totally discredited. And he said, "Come on, let's go have a duel, punk." Took him out in the street and Aaron Burr shot him down. Shot him down dead. Alexander Hamilton shot in the ground and said, "I refuse." And he said, "Well, you die, traitor, or we would never even have had a country." That was happening within a few years of this country even being set up and finally getting the Bill of Rights. So these are the mortal enemies of the United States. And in 1913, in the 20 years before that, and we have their memos that are now part of the National Archives, the big central banks got together and said, there are thousands of independent newspapers around the country. Every town had a couple of them. We've got to buy up the media. So they bought up all the dominant big city papers. They bought up hundreds of other small ones and just shut them down. Then they had the big papers they owned claim that the private banking trust, or cartel as it was called, and everybody then still remembered the British banks, knew what it was all about and understood, so they played a ruse. And this leads us up to where we are today, but it's important to know this history, so I'm going to go through it briefly. So at that point, what we were looking at as a nation was the private banks, the private banking cartel, which was also at odds with the other free banking systems that were in the nation. At that time, there was a very diverse finance system, thousands of banks. Today, there's only hundreds, and most of those are already cross-referenced and interlocking corporate boards and are under the regulation of the private Federal Reserve. They control the smaller banks. They really just become kind of brokerage firm subsidiaries, kind of like locally you get a mortgage for your house at some local company, and then they sell your mortgage. It's the same thing with the local banks. They're just really tributaries or subsidiaries of the larger system. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So as a nation, from our inception, we have struggles against these private central banks based in London, England. They'd already taken over Europe and set up their own banking systems, and so literally the issuance of coinage was now issued at the decree of the private banks that operated as private central banks over the nations, and so they were able to loan out 10, 20, sometimes 30 times credit on actual governmental reserves, and then the private banks got all the profits off of the interest, and most importantly, the true profits were made by engineering booms and bust, and then consolidating and blowing out economies, and then getting the factories and the businesses and the lands and the homes, and fully bankrupting the royalty of Europe, but then still using them as titular heads and fronts, and then operating through them. So the U.S. until 1913 was able to stem the tide, unlike the rest of the Western world. But the banks in the 20 years before that, the private banking cartel, the banking trust, had been able to buy up the main newspapers, and they did a ruse. They had big editorials for 2 years in a run-up saying, the big banks don't want the Federal Reserve Act. This will defeat them. This will stop their corruption. This will stop their attempts to blow the economy out so they can consolidate. People knew they were rapacious, knew that they were the enemy of the people, knew that they were always trying to get you in debt and blow out economies and so they could consolidate. But they hadn't had full control over the economy, so they could only do it regionally. And so there were all these hundreds of news articles every year saying, oh my gosh, I mean, some days there were hundreds a day. We have got to get the Federal Reserve Act to defeat the big banks. The big banks then, J.P. Morgan and Chase and others, openly went out and bought ads against the Federal Reserve Act in the newspapers. Now, they'd really met a few years before at Jekyll Island. They had really codified the whole plan. That's now been publicly released and admitted, and they brag about it. Just the six heads of the U.S. banks who themselves were all openly Rothschild agents. Upon his death, J.P. Morgan had a few million dollars. He was supposedly worth billions. When he died, it turned out he was a Rothschild agent. Kind of like when the big oil cartel, 90% of the oil fields in Russia, Putin arrested the guy, and it turned out he was just a front, and Lord Rothschild of England secretly owned it. That was 3 years ago. Remember all that? See, it's the same thing. They're fronts. And so they were able to fool the public into going along with the Federal Reserve Act. Then they brought in an income tax so that the banks could then directly tax the public and pay the interest on the debt that wasn't a debt owed to any one person or individual and wasn't even real things that had been loaned, but was just zeros and ones on ones and zeros and commas on ballot sheets in notebooks. And so they literally own the money machines. They literally control the issuance of credit. They can do whatever they want with the currency. They totally control the economy 110%. They had promised that the Federal Reserve Act would stop the evil bankers. Turned out they wrote the whole thing, ran the whole thing. And that at the same time, then you start seeing New York Times articles by 1926 saying there's going to be 10 regions of the U.S. I have these newspaper articles, that they were going to break the world into the Asian Union, the European Union, and the American Union. They were then going to merge those and have a global currency. I mean, they've had this plan for a long time, and now we're seeing it. But back then, it was all public. They promised that they wouldn't have any more booms or busts after they took control of the economy. In 1929, they orchestrated the crash. First, they issued massive amounts of credit. Then they artificially restricted the physical money supply and the issuance of credit down to zero credit being issued to the commoner, the general public. That then caused a sustained credit crunch by design from 1929 right up until 1940. So really 11 years. There were displacements of millions of people out of Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, flooding to California. People literally lived on slave plantations. Grapes of Wrath is tame. When people would strike, they would march out Pinkerton Security in New Jersey and literally mow down 100-plus people and kill them. I mean, there were mass slaughters, private regulators running around with machine guns everywhere, just like Blackwater today. It was a reign of hell. Then in 1933, they announced the War Powers Act, federalized the country, and declared martial law publicly. That's when we went under true martial law. Then they built up their federal forces. They founded the first, what at the time, 45 different state police. I've read the state police charters in Texas and other states. It was just, I heard the old-timers say this 15 years ago. I didn't believe it. I went and looked it up. Chartered by the federal government. They're truly federal police, and they don't even know it. But believe me, the heads of the state police know and the governors know. My grandmother, 82 years old, remembers. We've got to go get interviews with all these people before they pass over to the other side. No, we don't like to think about that, but they're not going to be here forever. She remembers living in Dallas. My grandfather remembered his dad, who owned the first Chevy dealership in Texas, in Dallas, remembered, they were upper middle class, having to go and literally turn their gold in, bags of gold, and believe me, some of it got held back, but you couldn't trade with that. It was illegal to buy and sell with it. Going and turning their gold in to be given paper notes back. Then a year later, they doubled the price of gold, but they'd already publicly shipped it to Europe. Europe was allowed to buy it. Our owners had set it up where they gave us paper, and they got gold. My grandmother remembers it. My late grandfather remembers it. Talk to somebody who's 80-plus years old. They will remember it. She was a little girl. And she remembers her family, her father, what was his name, Forrest, having to go turn his gold in. And my grandfather's father, what was his name, Clyde, having to go and turn the gold in. This happened. This is their control, setting up the state police, ruling over us. And that's why it's so disgusting to have to watch that's why it's so nauseating to have to watch Alan Greenspan sit up there and blame a scapegoat, George Bush, that followed his exact orders, George Bush, who runs absolutely nothing, to sit up there and they just, every TV program, oh, he made the economy the best it ever was. Oh, the Clintons were geniuses. Oh, Alan Greenspan, he says this person's smart, this one's dumb. It's like he's God. He's the smartest man in the world. He's so good. He made everything wonderful. Oh, and now it's the subprime mortgages, as we told you, it'd be some little mid-level thing they'd blame it on. How many years have I been, because I've seen it over and over again. Not just here, but in other countries. hundreds of times. Folks, we have the IMF and World Bank documents. We've interviewed the Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank, who told you they were planning to orchestrate and engineer this collapse. He said that last year on this show. They're behind it. We have the IMF World Bank documents where they engineer collapses to consolidate. We have their own blueprints. The shareholders of the Federal Reserve are the same shareholders, there's only 12 families, of the Bank of England, and then they created the IMF and World Bank to then use government funds, and then they get the real assets of third world countries that take the loans, in some cases at 42% interest. Compounded. The average loan is at about 25%. Loan sharking rates. And it's all just money made out of nothing, backed up by us, the taxpayers, and then they go in and make them sign 100-plus line-item agreements where they agree to hand over their water, their power, their roads to private companies who are not free market in the libertarian sense. They operate as piratical letter-of-mark organizations out literally feeding on everyone. And so here's the big news flash for you. Alan Greenspan, Paul Volcker, both former Federal Reserve chairmen, Edward Bernanke, the Treasury Secretary, the Exchequer of the Treasury in England, all of them are out in unison since last Friday through Tuesday, today, saying over and over and over again that the economy is going to implode, there's going to be serious inflation, housing's going to go down between 10 and 30%, and the dollar's going to be replaced with the euro. They are publicly destroying the dollar. They are publicly destroying confidence in it. They are publicly trying to destroy confidence in the banks. They are publicly trying to destroy our economy so they can consolidate when we're all bankrupt and can't pay our bills. And they set up all the police state measures, the riot police, the FEMA camps, as we told you 5-6 years ago, in preparation for all of what they may be preparing to do. They're now certainly giving the orders and trying it. Now, 2 years and 4 months ago now, at the 2005 Bilderberg Group meeting, we got from Estolan and from Jim Tucker, who got sources inside, always has turned out to be impeccable. They announced Bush is going to embrace Kyoto. 2 days after they announced that, Bush comes out and announces it. I mean, they're running things, folks. And so they're able to get intel out of there. We know what's going to happen. That's why this is so important, their infiltration. This is a big deal, what we're bringing you here. This isn't baloney on CNBC. That the elite wanted to consolidate and said statements like Americans are spoiled and so are Europeans. We need to go ahead and bring their standard down. This middle class is out of control. There's too much credit. We're going to bring them to their knees. We're going to have a great consolidation phase. Kind of like dolphins will swim in a circle around a group of mackerel and get them all into a big ball, and then the dolphins will take turns dashing through the middle of them, grabbing meals. They're all swirling around us right now. We're all in a big ball, but at least mackerel know the dolphins are bad and want to eat them. We're sitting there thinking the dolphins, Alan Greenspan, is our friend. They're feeding on us. So it's so sick to see who our founding fathers, George Washington and Andrew Jackson, fought against, and who Lincoln fought against and was killed by, and to see the very rapacious criminals that took over our country, bankrupted our economy, took over in 1933, then posing as saviors on top of it, while they all make statements like this. Prepare for prolonged turmoil, says U.S. Treasury Secretary. Investors should brace themselves for a prolonged period of market turmoil, Henry Paulson, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, said yesterday as he held emergency meetings with Chancellor and the French Finance Minister. Mr. Paulson flew to London to discuss the financial crisis with Alistair Darling, and markets remain in the grip of anxieties over the continuing toll from the global credit squeeze. Here's another one. Reuters. That was London Times. Frankfurt, Germany. Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan says it's possible the euro could replace the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of choice. I mean, that's trying to hurt the dollar further right there. Here's another one. Greenspan, London Guardian today. Greenspan predicts falling housing prices, rising inflation. And then he blames it on the president. The banks issued the credit. The banks overprinted the money. The banks did all this. The banks sent credit cards to 17-year-old high school graduates who don't have a pot to you-know-what in. And I've said over and over again, when they start positioning themselves and blaming it on scapegoats and then posing as saviors, I hear alarm bells big time. And you got a public that can't find the U.S. on a map, on a world map. You got a public that can't find Iraq on a map. You got a public that doesn't know the three branches of government. You got a public that thinks Jack Bauer's cool. You got a public that literally, have you tried to talk to these people? They don't know anything. And they just, literally, I'm having to hear them at restaurants, and I hear chatter about how great Greenspan is. I want to slug these people. This is like somebody setting fire to a house and then saying, hey, we better call the fire department. When we get back, I'm going to walk through the real implications of all this and how this is probably going to unfold. Then I'm going to get into the police state news and take your calls. These are the times that try men's souls. This is the InfoWar.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Challenge you to go listen to my radio broadcast from 5 years ago about how they would orchestrate this economic collapse. And I predicted it would be in 4, 5, 6 years away, not soon, like everybody else always says. They didn't have all the pieces in place yet. Got news for you. Now they do. Now they do. All right. Here's the key to the whole Greenspan issue, and I hope this is added in Paul Watson's article. They are doing everything they can to destroy confidence and implode the economy. They know there's so much irrational exuberance, as he said, that 2.5 years ago they tried to pop the real estate bubble, 1.5 years ago they tried, and this year they succeeded. Thousands of news articles. I mean, there had to be some days, 50 or 60 I would see in the financial publications. Every day I scanned 10 or 15 different financial publications from the Wall Street Journal, you know, right down to CNBC, to Market Watch, and everything else. And it was just the real estate, the real estate, the real estate bubble, the real estate bubble. It's going to pop, it's going to pop, it's going to pop. What happened there? They had overprinted all this money. They wanted to start gradually bringing the economy down and start having people go bankrupt so they could repossess their homes and take their property. It's all about serfdom. But there was so much irrational exuberance in the fiat complex economy. We're a thousand-crop economy with all of this consumerism that they had really then put the brakes on and simply not have the larger international investment institutions, the big private real banks of the world, not the little sub-subsidiaries, they're just trunks that feed into them, refuse to buy the paper starting 2 months ago. They just told all the brokerage firms and all the middle-sized and small banks, hey, all the big brokerage houses, they told them, we're not going to buy anymore. They stopped the pipeline. They cut it off. They didn't cut the credit off. They cut the buying of these paper securities, the bundling of these mortgages. And now that's caused a major restriction in the issuance of credit. And so then you ask, well, why have they put, I keep saying $450 billion, that was a couple weeks ago, it's over $500 billion now that globally has been injected in, not to save the markets, but according to the Financial Times of London and others, have a slow, gradual, non-panic decline. Then, meanwhile, we have this record put options against the NASDAQ and Dow Jones industrial European arms of the stock market that it'll go down by at least 30% by Friday, and right on time, all this panic starts and the European Stock Exchange plunges yesterday. It's gyrating today. Who knows what's going to happen? But when you see a bet that big, I want to know who made it, and why aren't we hearing about an investigation? They've had a month to find out, and they knew day one who did it. You go make a $10,000 put option, they know your name, much less one that is leveraged into the billions. So understand this. Alan Greenspan is your mortal enemy. Paul Volcker is your mortal enemy. They really run things for the big banking families that own and control the Federal Reserve and the other central banks. The people that have done everything they can to blow out our industry and openly written books about it. The people that have done everything they can to destroy our sovereignty and our borders and our credit and our name, because America has to fall before there can be a one-world government. And to have to see, that's the key, what I just said, to have to see the very people who are the perpetrators of it being lifted up and now posing as the saviors when they are the perpetrators is disgusting. It's just like 9/11.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.